This is the Football Hour on Smoke Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns and I'm joined in the studio with my sidekick from Hong Kong, Dom Betts. Dom Betts, how are you?
I'm good, I'm finally back.
Yes, welcome back to the Football Hour podcast. And I will give the England team one bit of congratulations. Your awful performance last week has somehow inspired me to want to get back into the radio studio, which is good. So, thank you, England.
And we're going to be talking about a lot of England players later.
Yes, this will be, well, it will have a lot of England players because we are going to discuss Wales' semi-final. That's right, semi-final. And Dom, did a presenter on the Football Hour call that Wales would get to a semi-final?
Possibly.
Should we hear that audio?
Yeah, let's go.
Quote me on this, Wales semi-final at least.
At least.
At least. They're as good as England.
Yeah, on their day, they're probably better than England.
And they're probably going to be the surprise package. Because everyone who plays England, they're proper up for it. But I reckon people will underestimate Wales. Yeah, I think semi-finals. That was Mystic Mearns calling that Wales would indeed reach a semi-final. And they've reached a semi-final against Portugal. How impressed have you been with the team so far, Dom? And how will they do against Cristiano Ronaldo's Portugal?
The thing is with this game, it's going to be different to any other game they've played this tournament because, in my opinion, they are favourites in this game.
Yes.
That's what's different. They're favourites to win the game. They haven't been like that in any game they've played all tournament long. Maybe, possibly against Northern Ireland. And we saw how poor that game was. But I think people need to stop saying it's Bell versus Ronaldo because they are two good teams. I mean, Portugal may not have won a game in 90 minutes yet, but they haven't lost a game.
Yes.
That's something that people haven't brought up. I mean, they're in the semi-finals for a reason.
I think the reason people need to stop promoting this as Bale versus Ronaldo is because Gareth Bale, even though despite scoring three goals, hasn't had an amazing tournament or amazing full match yet. And Cristiano Ronaldo just doesn't look the player that he was mid-season for Real Madrid. So, to be honest, it's Ashley Williams versus José Font.
Or Hal Robson Kanu versus Louis Nanny.
Louis Nanny. I've been in... if we're coming on to Hal Robson Kanu, I've been very, very impressed with him as a centre-forward.
Yeah, because when I've seen him play for Reading, which has maybe been two or three times, being out the game, he's been absolutely awful. But now, he's Cruyff-turning four Belgian defenders.
Oh my God. Not only did he sell them three defenders... dreams. He sold me dreams. I couldn't believe how Robson Kanu had that in his locker, and neither could the defenders.
I don't think anyone watching believed he had it in his locker.
To be honest, we're not discussing the Portugal game, are we? Sorry. It's just because that goal was so good. I think we go in extra time again, and I think Wales wins off a set piece.
If it goes past 90 minutes for me, Portugal won it.
Really? What, on penalties?
On anything.
On a football field.
Whether it's a goal or whether it's on penalties. I think if it goes extra time, Portugal have won it.
Okay.
Just because Wales haven't gone to extra time yet.
No.
Portugal have done it in both their knockout games so far and have been successful.
I worry about Wales' squad because everyone's talking about Aaron Ramsey and you are missing a brilliant player, a creative player, but you're also missing someone out of your starting 11 that is very important. You're missing Ben Davies, which is someone very important out of your starting 11. So you're bringing in two players to play the positions, right? Who aren't going to be as good, who aren't going to be match fit like Ben Davies and Aaron Ramsey. So what's going to happen if it goes to extra time, which I see that happening as well, are these players, have they got the energy to go the distance? Do you see what I'm saying? So you're not just missing the quality, you're also missing the fitness.
Yeah, because the most likely replacement for Aaron Ramsey is probably Johnny Williams.
Or Andy King, maybe.
Like, if I was going to choose someone, I'd choose Andy King.
He's going to have the side man season of his life. So, he was the side man for Leicester.
Yeah.
And he's side man for Wales.
Because, for me, Andy King, he's just a do-a-job central midfielder. He's sort of like James Milner. He just does a job.
Yeah.
Whereas with Johnny Williams, I've always seen Johnny Williams as an attacking threat.
Yeah, I have.
But maybe not be able to do, not mainly defensive duties, but just being an all-round centre midfielder. So personally for me, I would play Andy King because I think he probably has a stamina to last the whole game.
Yes.
Whereas Johnny Williams, I really don't think he has. I've never really seen him play 90 minutes. I've seen him come on or start maybe play 60 minutes or come on for half an hour. So for me, I would start Andy King. What about you?
I'd start Andy King over Johnny Williams. I think you've also got someone who's maybe a better tackler, who is taller in the air and maybe a bit more mobile. And I think that's what you need. I think Wales team is so set up for runners around Gareth Bale. Yeah. And I think Andy King would be the... It's so funny we're discussing whether Andy King or Johnny Williams should come into a side that are about to play a semi-final of the Euros. But congratulations to them. I haven't really got anything else to say on it other than good luck. I celebrated the Sam Vokes and Hal Robson-Kanu goals as much as I celebrated it.
A Sturridge's goal against Wales.
No, that's probably not true.
No, that's definitely not true.
Because it wasn't followed by a lot of Jaeger bombs. But I really hope Wales win this and get to a final, because I don't have any hatred towards them. Do you?
Well, I was in Bordeaux with all the Wales fans, and like they were a great laugh, and so I want them to do well. I mean, I've got friends who are Welsh, and like they never have bad words against England.
No.
Like, I've spoken to them, some of them obviously will support England in major tournaments. So, and they're a home nation.
They're a home nation, exactly.
You always want home nations to do well.
We're about to go into Olympics after the Euros has finished. And if a Welshman does well for Great Britain, we're going to celebrate him, aren't we? So why shouldn't we celebrate Wales doing well at the Euros?
The way I compare it is Andy Murray.
Yeah.
You always want him to do well at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
So why don't you want Wales to do well at the Euros? I know it's because Andy Murray is classified as Great British when he wins and then Scottish when he loses.
Yeah.
But still, I don't understand people who don't want Wales to do well. Why would you want Germany, France or Portugal, three nations who are our rivals in international football, to do better than a home nation?
No, I agree.
But moving on, let's talk about Portugal.
Okay.
What have you made of their tournament so far?
I get very excited about watching Portugal because I like a team that sets up to play for their best player. I like a team like Leicester, watching them play for Jamie Vardy and Riyad Mahrez. I like watching Wales who play for Gareth Bale. I like the team clearly realises that Ronaldo's their best player, so let's play for him. But he hasn't had the tournament of his life. He hasn't been setting the world alight. So it's been nice watching the other players be the star men. I think Quaresma's done very well.
He's got the winners in the lot in the two knockout games.
Exactly.
He's got the winner in against Poland. Who did they play in the first
Hungary.
Round? Hungary. No, that's basically whoever they beat in the first knockout round. He got the 120th Croatia. That was it.
Croatia
120th minute winner. Then he scored the winning penalty in the second game. I've been very impressed with Renato Sanchez for how young he is.
Yes,
I know he's just signed for Bayern Munich, so he might have a big ego at the moment. But I know it was deflected. He still scored a brilliant goal in the last game as well.
Yeah, I thought it was funny when he scored the goal. Ronaldo celebrated, and he never normally celebrates when other players score. But good luck to both teams. But we're fully behind Wales, aren't we, Dom?
Fully behind Wales. So, prediction for the game. Where are you going to go?
Prediction for the game. Extra time. Ashley Williams off a corner. 2-1 win.
Yeah, I'm going to go for a 2-1 Wales win in 90 minutes.
Right. That's been The Footballer. I've been Alex Mearns. That's been Don Betts. Come on, Wales.
Come on, Wales. Wales!